What is going on, everyone? This is Rich Killen, and you are listening to the Welcome to Hope podcast. Today, I have a topic to discuss that probably something that, maybe 90% of you probably have a fear of. In fact, when I say what this fear is, there's probably several of you that will have this kind of visceral response to just this one word. Are you ready? And then that one word is failure. Now, some of you may have felt a certain way as soon as I said failure. And my question for you is why? What's the big deal with failure? Now, don't get me wrong. When I was younger, especially when I was younger, I was afraid of failing. And it's been something that over the course of my life I've gotten much more comfortable with. And I would say now it's something that not necessarily something that I want, but something that doesn't hold me back anymore. And here's why. When we're afraid of failing, we miss out on so much, so many potential opportunities. When I think of my career, I would not be where I am today if it was not for taking the chance at failing. And so a lot of this sort of changed for me. I forget how old I was now, but I found this YouTube video, and so I'm going to give a shout out to Ryan Leek because he's the one that he talks a lot about failure. You can see a lot of his stuff on YouTube, but he's got a YouTube video called Chasing Failure, and in this video he was a Division III basketball player, and he was trying to make it to the NBA after college. And he had basically sent a bunch of letters out to NBA teams and just trying to get any sort of a response. And I'm not going to spoil the video for you. If you guys want to watch it, you can go check that out. But this video really sort of inspired me, and it made me realize, like, what am I missing out on by being afraid to fail? And he poses this question of, what would you do if you knew you wouldn't fail? And that really stuck with me. And so as I think about this idea of failing, one thing that comes to mind is the fact that so much of the learning and the growth that we do in life comes from failure. And I don't know if you guys have ever really sat and thought about that. I mean, learning how to ride a bicycle, you literally cannot learn how to ride that bike without failing. Right? Like, nobody has ever learned to ride a bike without ever falling off of a bike. And falling off of a bike is failing at riding a bike, right? And so the only way that we can learn to balance on a bike is by failing at it. You know, we lean too far to one way and we realize, oh no, that doesn't work. I need to lean in this other direction. And that, well, that didn't work either. And so then you try to find that balance, right? That's failure at work. And I don't know about you guys, but I have to learn by doing. I don't do very well with somebody giving me instruction and then just going and following those instructions. Which has caused me a lot of pain and difficulty in my life. But that's just the way that my brain works. I have to learn by doing. And sometimes I have to do that multiple times. My wife sometimes gives me a hard time about, I have to, if I'm going to a new location, I have to go there a few times before I remember how to get there. Because I can't just look at a map and then have that route memorized. Like I have to drive it a couple of times before I remember how to get to that place. Again, that's just the way that my brain works. But so if I'm going to learn best by doing, that also means that I'm going to learn best by failing. And so if we really want to learn and grow as human beings, which I think we all do, we have to fail. And in fact, like Ryan Leake talks about in this video, we need to pursue failure. Because what's the worst that's going to happen? The reality is probably nothing, right? The reality is you'll probably end up right back where you started. And so really what this fear of failure really kind of comes down to is it really has a lot to do with our self-worth, as so many things seem to do. But if we can get to a point where we can detach our successes and failures from our self-worth, then we're no longer concerned about failing. And so the question then is how do we do that, right? How do we detach our successes and failures from our self-worth? And part of it is we need to have more of a process-focused mentality rather than a outcome or goal-oriented focus. And so what I mean by that is we need to be more focused on the growing rather than the destination. If our goal is a destination, one of two things is going to happen. One, either we're going to achieve that goal, but if that's the whole goal, then what happens once we make it to that point? And then if we don't make it to that goal, then what does that mean about us if our whole goal was to make it to a certain point? And so let me give you a more kind of concrete example of this. As I'm sure I've talked about on here, I'm a sports guy. I love watching sports. Pretty much any sport. So, if my goal, let's say my goal was to play in the NFL, and let's say I'm really good, I'm really talented, and I work really hard, and I get the opportunity to play in the NFL. So that's great. I achieved my goal. Well, if that's it, then what? Right? What happens once I've made it to the NFL? Because that's all I ever dreamed about. Do I just stop working from that point on? Well, no, right? Like you keep working because then your goal is to stay in the NFL, or your goal is to win a Super Bowl or make it to the Hall of Fame, or I don't know, whatever else that goal might be. Now, flip side of that, let's say that you don't reach that goal, right? Well, the reality is a goal like making it to the NFL doesn't mean that if I don't make it, that doesn't mean that I wasn't talented enough, right? Like what if I got a serious injury, that prevented me from getting there, right? That's something that is completely out of my control. And yet it is something that could keep me from achieving my goal. So then what? What does that mean? Right? And so if the goal is instead to just focus on the process, right? What is the process to become or to make it to the NFL? What are the steps that I need to take to get there? And essentially it's probably going to be things like continuing to work hard, continuing to get better. At all the different aspects of of the game or my position and things like that. And if that focus is always on growing and getting better, one, you're more likely to achieve your goal. But two, that's going to keep pushing you forward, right? And so even if you fail, you can still look back at that and be like, okay, that did not go as well as I planned. What can I do to get better? Right? There's always this growth mindset. And that's really the key. If when we have failures in life and we can look at it as, okay, what can I do better next time? How can I improve in this area? Right? If we can do that, we're not going to be afraid to fail anymore. Because we're so focused on just improving and just getting better, not some sort of destination. Right? Now don't get me wrong, it's good to have these big goals, right? This goal of making it to the NFL or whatever that goal might be for you. But just because that's the big goal, that doesn't mean that that's the stuff that we need to be focused on and thinking about on a regular basis, because that's not the stuff that is going to keep us moving forward. And that's not the stuff that is going to help us grow. You know, just because I make it to the NFL doesn't make me a better player, or doesn't make me a better person. And even if I don't make it to the NFL, that doesn't make me less of a person. Right. But when that self-worth is so closely tied to our successes and failures in life, that's when we're afraid. Because then it's this hit to our value. And that's really what the scary part is when it comes to this fear of failure. And the reality is, and this is true for every single one of you out there. The reality is that your value and your worth has absolutely nothing to do with your successes and failures. In fact, if you did absolutely nothing in this world, absolutely nothing with your life, that still would not change your worth and value. Now, for some of you, that might be really hard to hear. But here, and this is the example I give all the time. For those of you listening that maybe are parents, or have been around babies much in their life, how much value does a newborn baby have, right? Like if you're a parent and you think back to when your child was born, how much did you value that child? My guess is a whole heck of a lot. I know I did with all of my kids. And yet we so often think that our value is tied to performance, but what has a baby done? Right? When we have kids, our kids do absolutely nothing for us. Nothing. They don't provide anything except for maybe some tax breaks, but that's about it. Right? If anything, they take from us, right? Money, time, energy, you know, just things like that. But yet we value them more than just about anything else in this world. So if our value is tied to our successes and failures and the things that we do or don't do, how does that make sense? Or at what point in life does it change that at some point, all of a sudden, the things that give us value changes, right? Like that doesn't make any sense if you really sit down and think about it. So what do we do with this? Well, my suggestion is to try to fail. Try to fail on a regular basis. And if you can start doing that, you will find yourself in places that you never thought you would be, because you will get opportunities that you never got. And you will learn and grow more than you ever have. I would not be where I am in my career if I was not willing to fail. But me failing does not change who I am. Me failing does not make me less valuable as a person. I mean, how many of us, if we see somebody that is taking risks, like good risks, maybe it's putting themselves out there. Maybe it's some sort of business risk that they're willing to take. I don't know about you guys, but I have a lot of respect for people like that. You know, I just had this image pop into my head of you know, some of these like singing competition shows, like America's Got Talent or The Voice or something like that. Like the risk that some of those people take to go on a show like that. Now, granted, some of them probably shouldn't be on the show to begin with, if we're being honest. But I respect the effort, you know, like that's not something that I would want to do. But I respect them for trying, because there's some failure involved in that, right? And failure that could be broadcasted on TV for everyone to see. And so, but there's a lot of respect. And I think probably a lot of you view it the same way, because they are doing something that is incredibly difficult to do. Regardless of whether they get picked or not, that part doesn't matter. The part that matters is they are chasing failure. They are pursuing it. They are not afraid to fail, because what if it works out? What if they get an opportunity that they never thought was possible? And that's true for each and every one of you listening. And so to repeat the question that Ryan Leake talks about in his Chasing Failure video, if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? And then to follow up with that, what's stopping you from doing that? Is it just the failure? And so for some of you, you may have this thought of that thing that you wish you could do, but failure or the fear of failure is getting in the way of that. And I would encourage you guys, those that have a very specific thought about that, to pursue it. Why not? What's the worst that's going to happen? My guess is you'll probably be right back where you started, because the worst thing somebody can do in those situations is just say no. And I guarantee you, we've all heard that word before. And if you hear the word no, and there's failure and rejection and all of those things, great. Learn from it. Get better. So I hope that encourages you guys. I know often that's a message that I need to hear myself, because I don't want to fail. But I have to remind myself that failure is a good thing. And really, as a society, we need to change this connotation around the word failure and view it as a good thing. So that if somebody says, oh, I failed, we can say good for you. Because that requires effort, and that requires putting yourself out there. So as always, if you found this to be helpful, please like and listen to our podcast. Share it with someone that you think could benefit from it. At the end of the day, that's what we're all about here. And please stay tuned for more episodes coming up here in the near future.
The content in this program is not intended to be a substitute for professional counseling, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your mental health professional or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have. Never disregard professional advice or delay in seeking counseling because of something you have heard on this podcast. If you or someone you know is in need of counseling in the state of Arizona, feel free to call us at 602-488-6104. If you are in crisis or think you may have an emergency, call 911 immediately. If you are in Maricopa County, Arizona, and are in a behavioral health crisis, you can call the crisis hotline at 1-800-631-1314. If you are outside of Maricopa County, please call your local crisis hotline or call 1-800-273-8255. If you are located outside the United States, call your local emergency line immediately.